We will dismiss the kids back to kids worship at this time. And while they are making their way back there, we have a brief announcement.
This spring, only one hero can save her family and prevent disaster.
Mom, we're gonna be late for school.
I don't think so.
Whoa.
Experience the phenomenon that critics are calling inspiring.
Mom, I can't find number 17!
Come on, Billy! Dig deep!
A lot of fun. And pure genius.
Mom, where's my phone?
Table.
Keys.
Mudroom.
Dragon Man.
Under the couch between the monkey and the flip-flop.
How does she do that?
Created by God to demonstrate his love with grace, elegance, and poise.
Have you seen my butane torch?
I like that. I got a kick out of that. Thought you would too. We're going to be considering that first commandment with a promise today, found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Another way of looking at it is that longevity may be conditional upon the degree of respect we show to our parents. Did you ever think of it that way? It's not unusual for me to ask someone in their 90s if they respected their folks when they were growing up. Thus far, the answers have always been a resounding yes, of course I did. And then I'll say, well, I suppose that's why you've lived so long upon this earth. See, there are practical reasons for honoring moms, and there are practical reasons for us honoring them on Mother's Day. One for sure is that if children would just listen to their mamas, they'd likely make wiser choices in life. Like looking both ways before they cross the road, or not playing with matches or sharp objects. Listening to her appeals to eat more fruits and vegetables and to drink our milk. It'd probably improve our health, don't you think? And when we get older, heeding her warnings to abstain from drugs and alcohol, even shying away from people who would be a bad influence, well, as well as those urgings she would have for us to choose carefully who we are intimate with, and when we're intimate with them. Well, I mean, all of that advice, all of that wisdom could save us from a world of hurt, if not from an early demise. So those practical reasons, honor your father, honor your mother, and you'll live long. But we need to understand there's a deeper spiritual principle here than just longevity upon this planet. A professor I had in Bible college told me once that the Bible cannot mean now what it did not mean to the readers then. In other words, we should never allow for our current culture or trends to blur timeless principles that God wants us to see. Failure to honor their moms back then would cause them to miss out on God's blessing. We need to understand that in their homeland. Why? Because God would evict them if he couldn't convict them. They would be evicted from the land and from the blessings that he promised. So rather than just ask today, do you honor your mom? A better question might be, how do you honor your mom? Because it's important that you do. When this fifth commandment was given, there was no such thing as Mother's Day. I know that's hard for you to believe. You thought, you know, that was right in the Bible, right, maybe in that fifth commandment. You know, thou shalt, you know, observe Mother's Day. One day a year that you particularly honor your mother. No, so it couldn't mean to them, and it shouldn't mean to us, that that merely means honor your mom one day a year. Don't misunderstand me. There's nothing wrong with honoring moms on Mother's Day. Matter of fact, I think there's everything right with it. Providing we don't think that some simple acts and gestures once a year are fulfilling God's instruction. Chances are, if that's all we're doing is honoring mothers one day a year, well, hear me, according to the commandment, with the promise, we're going to miss out on God's provision of blessing. It'll pass us by. See, it's conditional. The blessing's conditional on the honoring. So, once more, I'm compelled to ask, how do you honor your mom? How would your Heavenly Father want you to honor your mom? I think many of us, when we were children, reduced honoring mom to saying, I love you, Mom, or making her a gift or a card on just special occasions. But think about it. Haven't a lot of people done that same thing when it comes to honoring God? They've reduced it down to this concept, this idea of compartmentalizing in one day, saying, I love you, God, and thinking, well, I fulfilled my obligation to honor God. I sang some praise songs, and in it I said, I love you, God. I honor you, God. Great are you, God. So I fulfilled my obligation, right? I've honored God to a degree that I should. Of course not. Of course not. The Bible makes it clear that what's called for in both cases, honoring God, honoring mothers, is obedience. Directly referring to this commandment, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, says this, children, and I capitalized it, obey, right? Obey your parents in the Lord. Because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Why? Now look how the New Testament writer, under inspiration of the Spirit, elaborates on that idea of living long in the land. He says, so it may go well with you, and so you may have a long life. See, blessings from God in this life, even longevity, attached to that principle of honoring parents, honoring mothers today. We honor God when we listen to Him and do what He says. We honor mom in the same way. So, today, and I know that the elementary school kids, most of them are back in the educational wing. I'm sure they'll be doing some nice things for moms today. I'll be real surprised if they're not. But talking to you, if you have ever dishonored your mother by disregarding her in the past, whether it was dissing her with a talk to the hand or a roll of the eyes, tell her you're sorry. Tell her, Mom, I am sorry. That was not honoring you. That was not respecting you. That was not doing what God would have me to do in my relationship to you. And if you've ever failed to heed her words of instruction, tell her again, I'm sorry. Mom, the way to honor you is to resolve from this day forward, I'm going to start listening and paying better attention to what you said to me, what you taught me. Yes, I'm going to start obeying. Is it ever too late? Some of you are a little older. You're mothers now yourself. You're grandmothers. Is it ever too late to heed your mother's instruction? Wouldn't it be a great honor for you to start paying attention to what she told you, what she taught you, those principles she gave you? Wouldn't it be a great way to honor her today more than perhaps any other way? Is to just take those instructions to heart and start living them out. Years ago, I heard this quote from Elaine Dalton. It says, the greatest thing a father can do for his daughter is to love her mother. Now, hear me. That's true if you don't have daughters. Any fathers here who may have sons or sons and daughters? One of the greatest gifts that you can give to your children is to show them that you love their mama. Show them that, demonstrate that. A child needs to know. So show proper affection in the home. And let them know the security of a committed parental unit. Where moms and dads love one another and they see genuine, true, and proper affection. They see enough of the wrong stuff. And they see the right stuff. It's interesting to me, of a virtuous mother, Proverbs 31:28 says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, see, and he praises her. Now, once again, I knew the commandment, supposed to honor my mother. Knowing it and doing it, though, are two different things. So I cannot tell you today that I always honored my mother in the way that I should. I am sorry for that. Again, I'm repentant of that. But I didn't always do it. Because just knowing to do it and doing it are two different things. But you know, I really didn't have a clue about this idea of calling her blessed. Really didn't. And that's what it says to do, right? The children rise up and call her blessed. What does that mean? What are you supposed to do with that? Well, here's a short list for you, whether you still live at home or not. First thing you should do is express your affection. Yes, not just on Mother's Day. Certainly do it on Mother's Day, but tell her you love her. Tell her often. I have not known the mother yet who ever gets tired of hearing that, unless she thinks it's just lip service. Unless she thinks that they're just saying that, you know, but they don't really mean it, or they're not genuine in their expression at the time. You know, Facebook and text messages are so popular today, aren't they? And they are fine. They can be great. They can be a wonderful blessing to communicate. Social media can be a good thing if you use it properly. I know that my wife appreciated getting text messages and Facebook messages telling the world how much they appreciate their mom. See, that's rising up and calling her blessed. Doing it out loud and doing it so people can hear, proclaiming what a blessing she is and pronouncing blessing upon her. But I know that when the flowers came yesterday from my daughters, and when the cards, the physical cards, came in the mail that she could open up and read and look at the wonderful handwriting and expressions there, it meant even more. Express affection. Do it often, not just on Mother's Day. Let mom know you appreciate her, you love her. Yes, and treat her with kindness. As I mentioned, the flowers are nice. The gifts are nice. Wonderful to get those as well. Those are expressions, again, of love and kindness. But those words of praise and appreciation can be nicer still. And how many mothers would agree that hugs and kisses are better yet? Even better yet. Treating her with kindness, speaking to her kindly, not just in a card, not just in a text message, but to treat her kindly. Let her know about how special she is to you and do that tenderly. Serve her. If you're still in your teen years, maybe I should say, do your chores. I mean, that would be a great service to your mom, just to do your chores. Just to do those things you're asked to do and expect to do around the house. Clean up your bedroom without being asked sometime. Ma, your mom will be blessed, and she will appreciate that. Offer to help her with tasks that go beyond the boundaries of what you think are expected of you. Offer to dry those dishes once in a while, or at least put them in the dishwasher, or take them out, or put them up, or run the vacuum cleaner, or something maybe that's not normally under your domain of responsibilities. How many moms would appreciate that? How many moms would say, wow, what's going on with my kid? What's happened here? But show her that you care about her by serving her. Do that. And it doesn't have to be just as you're a teenager. You know, how many of you know that when you're an adult and you moved out of the house, that mom still might need you to serve her in many ways? I know when I was married, moved out of the home, whenever I was going to come to visit, I would ask mom, I'd call her and say, we're coming to visit this weekend, I'm coming over. If there's anything needs done around the house, you know, make me a list. Not a honey-do list, it would be a sunny-do list, I guess, but make that list. I want to do some stuff for you. And sometimes I would go and she'd say, oh, I got nothing for you to do, you know, I just want you to visit. But I would say, well, mom, I really want to help. I want to do something for you while I'm here. So, you know, are you sure there's nothing? And so she would kind of come sometimes just invent things, I think, come up with some things. Well, if you want to change that light bulb that's well within her reach, you can do that. You know, and I would. I was blessed that my sister and older brother lived close by, so they did a lot of things for her. And as long as my dad was still able, well, he took care of so many of the responsibilities that were hard for her to do. But once again, I think she even began to tell them, you know what, don't do that, leave that for Stevie. Now, she'd get away with calling me Stevie. She said, leave that for Stevie because he wants to do something when he comes and he's going to do that. Because, you know what, I wanted to serve her and she, I think, appreciated that I wanted to serve her and really did. So there's a lot that can be done, whether it's moving a piece of furniture or getting something down from the attic, whether it's washing a window that's too high for her to reach or getting up on a ladder that you don't want her up on, something. There are ways to serve. And just before I leave, well, I'd always give her a hug and a kiss. But what I think she appreciated even more than those things was that I'd pray for her. Pray for your mom. You know how important that is to pray for your mom? How many mothers appreciate it when they know their children are praying for them? When my wife Nina had her knees replaced last year, and my daughter Sarah from Michigan was able to come and visit, I know how much it meant to her when Sarah would get us together, and this is my daughter, she would get us together and she would pray blessings over her mother. I know how much that meant to her. It meant a lot to me too. A lot. So pray for her. Pray with her. Let her know that you're doing it. I'm telling you, that is a way to honor your mom in ways that you might not imagine. Even when we think about the idea of blessing, see, blessing your mother, calling her blessed, we think of prayer, don't we? Saying a blessing, calling blessing upon her, asking God to bless her in whatever ways that she needs. So pray. Considering that text in Proverbs, when my firstborn daughter, Mandy, was still an infant, my mother asked me what I was getting Nina for Mother's Day. I jokingly replied, well, why would you ask that? She's not my mom. Let's just say I didn't honor my mother at that moment. She was very disappointed in her son. I never made that mistake again. You know, I mean, I think like, okay, she said, you're dishonoring her as the mother of your children, too. I said, whoa. So that idea of, you know, blessing all mothers is there. But particularly in the passage in Proverbs, husbands, again, are to call their wives, the mothers of their children, blessed. They're to do that. So I think I immediately went out, you know, and went shopping for Mandy, who she couldn't buy anything, but I went out and I bought something for Mandy to give to her mother. And since then, guess what? I took them shopping and made sure that they had some money, they had an ability, a way to get to the store to get something for mom. We did that every year, and I know many other fathers who do that today too. We're just saying praises for the mothers of our children, for the mother they are to our children, for the way they care for them and sacrifice for them and nurture them. But Nina is also mother to a multitude of other children who weren't her own. Nina served as a babysitter, a nanny, and an au pair, even for many of Calvary's children and Calvary's children's children. She's been a Sunday school, a VBS teacher, a co-director of a preschool in Michigan, and now a teaching assistant at Rockford Christian for four-year-olds and kindergartners. And none of these have been just jobs to her. They're callings upon her heart to love and nurture children. I call her blessed today. And I believe with all my heart that those who've been under her care are truly blessed. But I'm the one, I think, who's blessed most of all. So husbands, if the mother of your children is with you today, turn to her and call her blessed right now. Just say, you are blessed. You're blessed. And I'm blessed to have you. You're special. You're unique. You're wonderful. You're a blessing to me and to our children. I honor you. I'm thankful to God for you. And I pray for God's blessings upon you. And children, once again, do the same for your mother. Pronounce blessings over her. Tell her once again how blessed you are to have her in your life. Every mother needs to be honored. Every mother deserves praise and blessing over her. I mean, after all, there's no one quite like our mother, is there?
Moms are all on a journey, and every path is unique to them. There are a million things for her to do, but none more important than introducing them to the beauty and wonder of God's creation. There's no one else in the world like her, and God made it that way. She's been through years of joy and heartache, and her stories are sacred, precious, and holy. She's poured out her life into her children and grandchildren. There's no one else in the world like her, and God made it that way. Most of the time, they remember what you've taught them. But then other times, they need a not-so-gentle reminder that boundaries are a part of love. There's no one else in the world like her, and God made it that way. Giving birth to her own children didn't play out like she thought it would. And while there have been many dark days, this day is providing more light than she knows what to do with. There's no one else in the world like her, and God made it that way. He was her firstborn son. And even though people might feel sorry for her, there's nothing she'd change about her situation or about the gift he is to her. There's no one else in the world like her, and God made it that way. Every mom is unique and beautiful. And our prayer today is that all mothers would allow God's truth to pour over you. That there really is no one else in the world quite like you, and that God Himself really made it that way. So be blessed and be honored continue to shine the love of Christ into the places where your family needs it the most. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, no one quite like your mother. No one quite like the mother of your children. We pronounce blessings over you, moms. We thank you. Thank you for being uniquely loving, sacrificial, and serving. We are honored by you, and we honor you today. I'd like you to listen to an excerpt from Proverbs 23, 23 through 25. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Let her who bore you rejoice. One of the primary ways we are to honor our mother is to take care of her in her advanced years. Now, before you jump too quickly to the concept of whether you should put her in a nursing home, if she becomes infirm and you can no longer care for her, think about her present needs. Long before residential care might be necessary or even consideration, the one who did your laundry might need help with hers. In time, the one who bathed you may need you to help her with daily hygiene. Whatever her needs, they should be met by her children and her grandchildren. Paul tells Timothy that neglecting our elderly parents isn't even something that pagans would think about doing. Christians, believers, should respect their parents and grandparents always and show loving care for them. The one who took you to the store and to the doctor, who chauffeured you all around all the time, may need for you to be the chauffeur now. The one who saw to your medical needs may need for you one day to see to hers. And that's an honor that we should pay, for it is an honor that she is due. If your mother is or was a Christian who did her best to instill faith in your heart, may I encourage you not to neglect the seed that she's sown. I'm confident that what would honor her most is for you to embrace Jesus as she did. A mother's greatest wish for her children is to have a long, happy life. And guess what? Didn't God say, honor her and you will? But Christian mothers understand and know that they want more than for their children just to have a long and happy life here. They want them to have an eternal life, a life forever with God in heaven. The way to honor her is to let that seed that she may have planted within you or she exposed you to so that it might be planted, it might grow, that you might accept God's love for you. One of the greatest pictures, of course, of the Heavenly Father's love is mother. The Heavenly Father chose many times to refer to His love for us, His compassion for us, His comfort for us in the image of a mom. So if your mom is out of reach today, I didn't say out of touch. I know a lot of us think our moms are out of touch. I'm talking about out of reach. If she moved away or passed away or ran away. Isaiah 66 verse 13 tells us that God says, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. The God of all comfort and consolation wants you to know that whether your mom is close by or she is far away, that he's here today to comfort you, to console you, to wrap his arms around you, display to you the love and affection that you need that will endure forever. So I encourage you today, as we think about mothers and love that they have for us and the love we have for them. And as we honor them, let's honor our Heavenly Father. Let's recognize that our mothers are a unique gift from Him. And that gift of those loving mothers is once again a picture of a loving Father who wants us to be with Him forever. Let's pray. Father God, I want to thank You in Jesus' name for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. And as we lift mothers up to You today and we honor them, we thank You for them. We appreciate so much the way that they have modeled for us in so many ways what unconditional love is all about. We thank You for the sacrifices, the service, for the way, God, they just poured out their lives so that we could have the things we need in life. We thank You, God, for the way that You allow for Your Son to pour out His blood, that we might have this eternal relationship with You. So once again, as we honor mothers, we honor You, and we thank You for all that You have done and continue to do for us. In Jesus' name, and amen.